Well, you're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Monday. It's the 14th day of August. We're joined by Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse in Chicago. Mark, thanks for being with us. Weather forecast for the month of August. We were at cooler, drier weather. Do we remain that way for a bit longer?
Hey, Todd. No, we do not. It doesn't appear that the trends of starting out August are going to continue here for the balance of August. In fact, the jet stream pattern is in the process of changing right now. It's a fundamentally different jet stream pattern upcoming. And what that new pattern will involve is more of a west to east type of jet stream pattern that has embedded waves of low pressure. And so with this type of pattern, that number one is allowing temperatures to warm up. We've already seen that begun here in recent days with the warming of temperatures, and that's going to actually increase as we go into the weekend and next week. In fact, it looks like temperatures return to warmer than normal levels across much of the Corn Belt by the weekend and on into next week. No extreme heat is foreseen, but certainly temperatures in the 3 to 6, 7 degrees above normal category. And that's going to translate to highs in the 80s and some low 90s, maybe in a few pockets in the mid 90s. But obviously, they're going to feel a lot warmer versus the cooler kind of taste of fall that we saw starting out this month. Now, with the warming temperatures, will also be better rainfall prospects. In fact, with this jet stream pattern here upcoming and some of the embedded waves of low pressure, we're going to see more widespread thunderstorm activity and, in fact, some storm complexes, which you really haven't seen here in recent weeks. You have to go back to July. And with that, that is going to provide opportunities for our driest areas in the Midwest, such as Iowa, northern Missouri, and even portions of the Eastern Belt in northern Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan to receive significant rainfall. Probably not all areas just totally improved, but certainly a vast majority of driest acreage will be in an improvement mode coming up over the next few weeks. So from a macro perspective, it's looking good for overall improvement as we go through the remainder of the month.
By significant for the month of August, how much rainfall are we talking about?
Well, for the next week or so, we see over 65% of the Midwest corn and soybean acreage picking up over 1 inch of rainfall. And for this time of year, that's a very close to normal rainfall pattern. Again, there'll be some pockets and areas that miss out. That's due to the just nature of thunderstorm activity during this time of year. But we see those types of totals over the next week, and in fact, similar amounts and coverage into next week as well.
And other places around the planet that you've been watching very closely?
Well, certainly Europe has had its fair share of extreme weather here of late, really in terms of temperature. That's been most significant, especially in southern and eastern Europe. That has now easing, although temperatures will still be warmer than normal, and now it's a matter of assessing the heat here in recent weeks, what that has done specifically to corn. And you can even make the case that's also the situation for China, which saw very hot temperatures in July, several heat waves, and now it's a matter of assessing how much lower did their yields become as a result of the hotter temperatures.
Mark, thanks so much for taking the time with us.
My pleasure, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. It comes to you from Illinois Public Media. Look us up online at WILLAG.org. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.